Hello, and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Have you ever wondered what happens to all of those items in your recycling bin once they get dumped into the big truck and carried away? It may surprise you to learn that that is just the beginning of an entire chain of economic activity that results from your efforts to keep reusable items out of the county landfill. Jane Hiller is the education director for Sunoco Recycling in Columbia. Jane, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, give us a little history and overview of Sunoco Recycling.
All right. Sunoco Recycling is a division of Sunoco Products out of Hartsville, South Carolina. We are a packaging company. And Sunoco Recycling's job is to reclaim items that don't need to go to the landfill, that can be baled and sold to other factories where they can be turned into nice new products.
And how many facilities do you have around the state?
Sunoco Recycling has 4 within the state. We have 13 within the region, and we have 40 internationally. Our plant here in Columbia serves almost 2/3 of the state of South Carolina. And then we have 2 facilities in Charleston, and then we have a smaller facility up in the upstate.
Walk us through what happens after the truck has picked up everything at the curbside from your recycling bin.
The trucks are typically trucks that are haulers that have been contracted by the municipalities. They bring the material to us. The truck gets on a scale, weighs in and out. Municipalities are paid for that material. The material then goes through our sorting facility. We bale them and send them off on trucks to buyers.
And you mentioned that when the truck comes in and it's weighed, that you pay the county based on that weight?
Yes. So if you are putting your plastic bottles, metal cans, newspapers, cardboard in your garbage can, you as a taxpayer are paying to get rid of that. If you're putting it in your recycling bin, your county or city is getting paid for that material.
These days, just about everything that you can think of that would be recyclable can now go into these bins.
That's correct. A lot of communities are moving from an 18-gallon bin to a 95-gallon bin because there is just so much more that we can recycle now.
Walk us through what happens in the sorting process, how you sort everything to get these bales of cardboard, these bales of aluminum cans. Draw us a picture.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I run the Environmental Education Center there, and you can actually come and see this happen. Basically, what happens is we use a series of conveyor systems, and the material comes in. Some of the conveyors are rotors with drop spaces, so we can separate things by size. So big things go shooting over the top, and the small things drop down. That happens over and over and over again as we go to smaller and smaller materials. We also use magnets to pick off the steel cans. We have a machine called an eddy current separator that repels aluminum. Our most expensive machine is called an optical sorter, and that can be set to read the chemical makeup of any object that you want to sort. So ours is set for PET number 1 plastic soda bottles and water bottles. Just identifies and blows a puff of air, and those things go flying over a wall.
Now, do most of these recyclable materials stay here in our state to be remade into other products?
We try to sell locally as much as we can. A lot of our cardboard goes right back to our plant, Sunoco Products, in Hartsville, South Carolina. We sell glass within the state. Well, we give glass to a company here in the state.
You can't sell glass.
There's no market for glass. Well, there's a market for it, but there's no money in it. And we also sell PET soda bottles, number 1 plastic, to the Wellman Corporation in Johnsonville, South Carolina.
We've just talked about residential and where all of these products end up and how you're doing it, but what about businesses? Do they have the same opportunities? Do you work with businesses?
We do work with businesses, and in fact, business recycling is the biggest part of our business. All of the businesses that have a lot of cardboard boxes, they just can't afford to landfill it, neither do they want to landfill it. We also do small businesses here in the Columbia area with parking lot dumpster containers and roll cart containers for businesses. We work with churches. We work with schools. I coordinate recycling for 5 school districts in Richland and Lexington County.
Jane, great information. Thanks a lot for your time today.
I enjoyed it.
Jane Hiller is the Education Director for Sunoco Recycling in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our website so you can learn more. We'll also have a link she gave us that will give you all of the information about what and what not to recycle. We'll have all of that at our page, etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.